Is that near salt? Is it because it's near salt water? Or?
Well, through irrigation, lots of times when you irrigate water, the water goes down into the soil and it kind of changes the soil, produces it. Massive or salt. Mm. You see a lot of these areas that have been irrigated years ago and now they're abandoned because of the fact that the alkali has come up in it. We call it alkali soil. The alkali comes up in it. What it is a salt that comes up.
Mm-hmm. What about how would you define a boulevard?
Well, it'd be a big highway, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about what kind of different roads are there?
Oh, there's different kinds of roads. What they're made out of?
Yeah.
Well, concrete, and they also have asbestos, and gravel, dirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're doing a lot of the highways around the oil of. Most they call it a mulch or it's an oil road or cement.
What would you call a roadway that goes through the mountains?
The highway. Trail.
Okay. What about have you ever heard of Badlands? Badlands?
Yes.
What is that?
It's Badlands where nothing will grow too well or where there's no facilities, I guess, for. If you could grow anything on it, it's land that's. It'd be rough ground, it'd be bad land, it'd be ground that would be, you'd say, marshes. Wetlands would be part of it, and also there might be a land where it would be the terrace is so steep and that nothing can, all things could grow on it, but anyway it wouldn't be anything profitable that you could develop into farmland or anything.
Yeah.
Might be some of the mountains, steep mountains like Timpanogos.
What about, do you know what high plains are? Have you ever heard of those?
No, there's not too many of them around here. I haven't had too much of dealings with high plains, but they'd be plains where, I don't know what they would term with, what you would call them.
What about a hole? Like, why did they name Jackson Hole, Jackson Hole?
I guess it's just a big hole in the ground.
Yeah.
A hole. Something that resembles a hole.
Yeah. What about, what's this, What are all around us?
Mountains.
Mountains, yeah. And what about, what's a smaller mountain?
A mound.
A mound? Or a, it's kind of like a smaller mountain that usually has grass on.
Hill.
Hill, okay. What about, let's see, what's the thing called that goes down into the mountains, like there's a Provo or Bryce?
Canyon.
Canyon, mm-hmm. And what about what is it when the water goes over the cliff and?
Waterfall.
Waterfall, yeah. And what do you call, do you know what white water is?
Well, I guess it's water coming down and makes a. It's coming down off from a cliff like that, why it just kind of changes the color. I guess it's bubbles in it, I guess, it changes the water in it. It's, I don't know what it'd be, what they call it, but it's, you have a lot of it. White water would be foam, would be on the, you get on the water, well, I guess you stir it up and it makes a reaction to it, the foam that's. It doesn't change the water any, but it brings a little kind of something to the surface.
Yeah. What about, what kind of wildflowers grow around here?
Oh, there's a lot of flowers. It grows wild. Columbines are a very common flower in the mountains. And we have sweet peas. We have a lot of sweet peas growing up in the mountains around here. And we have bluebells. Bluebells are a lot of bluebells. Very good sheep feed. And there's goldenrod.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different kinds of flowers that grow up in the mountains.